Hello and welcome to the second annual Women's Leadership Excellence Forum. On behalf of Capstone Performance Solutions Incorporated and Women in Manufacturing Georgia, I am your host, Amanda Pierce. Excited to be here with you today, and I have Claire Gordon, who is kind enough to extend the invitation to us today. She and her team have organized this Day of Excellence in Intentional Learning for Women in Manufacturing. She also co-chairs this nonprofit.
Yeah,
is it a nonprofit? So Claire, tell us about Women in Manufacturing Georgia chapter.
Good morning, Amanda. Thank you for being here. We're really excited about this event. And it's been a long time in the making. So Women in Manufacturing is a nonprofit based out of Ohio. Originally started several years ago by a woman in manufacturing, was looking around, you know, not a lot of women in that segmentation. And Audrey started it and said, how can we get more women into the industry? What do we need to do? So it's a great group of women and also allies. So we welcome any men to join. And just a really good group to network, but also from a leadership perspective, right? If you see another female in another manufacturing organization, the mentorship, the connectivity, it's a really great group. So I highly recommend if anyone's ever looking and or interested in manufacturing to join us at some of our incredible events and follow us on LinkedIn.
You guys do a great job of keeping everyone abreast on social media. I follow you guys, and that's actually how I kind of connected with you about this event. So for those who are interested in learning more about the world of manufacturing, and they might not be in a field that's directly related, mm-hmm. why would this benefit them?
So I'm actually a commercial banker for Wells Fargo. So when I initially was meeting with some of my clients is how I found out about this organization. And it's been an incredible group of women to network, influencers in the community, and just a great organization to be a part of. So I'm not per se in the manufacturing industry, but when I give my clients advice or help people around just navigate the career moves, pivots, it's really just an amazing organization.
What stands out to you about the women that work in this industry specifically?
They are some of the hardest workers you will ever meet. The people are the most genuine group of ladies. And also at a lot of our events, you'll meet them. And it's not, what can they do? What can you do for me? It's, how can I help you? What can I do to invest in you? Who can I introduce you to? And that's really special nowadays, because I think there's a lot of organizations don't have the member's heart at the forefront of the organization. So it's really awesome.
Well, you guys put a lot of hard work into this event today, and I'd love for those who are just going to be listening to kind of get an understanding of what the day might be like. So we have some powerhouse panelists. We are focusing on leadership and empowering women. And tell us about the Mind for Leader resilience and what people can expect.
So I won't give too much away, because we will have a little sneak peek, and some of our sessions will be available via Zoom. But Dr. Woodard, Tammy, and Capstone Performance Solutions have done a really great job with just some of the leadership trainings that you will see today. The panelists, I mean, we have some great group of ladies presenting, and I think you're going to learn a lot about self-reflection as well as leadership growth and how you can be better for your organization.
Tell me really quickly, as Dr. Woodard is...
Woman of Excellence Forum was her baby. And so she allowed Women in Manufacturing to partner and with Women in Manufacturing of over 3,000 members in the state of Georgia. So we have large corporations, we have plant workers, I mean, we have C-suite individuals. So it's an array of people within the Georgia market, as well as we do a lot of events with neighboring states. So she really reached out to us and said, hey, I think I can help your organization grow, and let's do partner up. Mm. So it's been really awesome so far.
I love that you are investing in the minds of others. And we can always, what's the saying? Iron sharpens iron. Mm-hmm. So driving innovation and growth is one of the focuses here today. And we will be hearing from guests and panelists. Claire, why don't you give the contributors or the sponsors of this event some love?
Oh, I would love to. Thank you, Amanda. So our event sponsor, AGCO, is allowing us to be at their incredible facility. I mean, talk about some of the best people that work here and just have been so welcoming, and just to provide us with this incredible venue has been great. And then we have our gold sponsor, so the Georgia Association of Manufacturing. So that's a local organization, and we're starting to really partner with them. I advise y'all to check out their events as well. The CEO is here, so go and find him a network. Then we have BASF as a gold sponsor as well. And then our silver sponsors, Claritas Consulting, and then TRC. Then we have NEMA Inc. and Business Radio XU. We wouldn't be able to be here and have this podcast available without y'all as well. So really good engagement. And I think it's just going to grow as we're continuing to do this event annually.
Looking forward to broadcasting with you next year. For those listening that want to learn more about women in manufacturing in Georgia, where can they find you online?
LinkedIn is our best friend.
And we are going to be talking to some more exciting leaders in the manufacturing world here at the Women in Manufacturing event. Special thanks to our podcast partners, NEMA Incorporated. More room to grow. Unleash your business's growth potential with NEMA's logistics expertise. Visit www.nemainc.com to learn more.